Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast, and it is my passion to be helping the modern multicultural mujer and bilingual microbizpreneur gain clarity, focus, and create their blueprint for success so they can rock their six figures and live their best life. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. There are no coincidences in this world. You are here to hear this message today. Llegaste a este podcast para escuchar el mensaje de hoy. This is a bilingual podcast. A veces hablamos español, and sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Welcome. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let's get it started. Bienvenidos. So today we're going to talk about the problem with being a Latina in business. We're going to have a conversation. We're having a conversation about the unique challenges of being a Latina in business. You see, I speak from the heart. The problem isn't that we no longer see Latina or Latina faces, however exoticized in mainstream media. The problem isn't that we have yet to hear about a successful Latina, Latino-owned business on Shark Tank or read about them in Forbes. The problem, simply put, is a lack of representation. That is what business owners, journalists, coaches, mentors, and the public need to know. We Latinas are here and we are making waves. And although there are unique challenges involved in running a business as a Latina, and there are many, every entrepreneur faces problems that are similar. Being a woman in a man's world is tough enough, but being a Latina in a man's world, it's even tougher. If you're a Latina entrepreneur, finding your tribe is key. But think about this. It's okay to have a network of people who support and love you like our familia, but these peeps are not your tribe. They're not the people you're going to sell to. They aren't going to drive your success. You need that positive energy from like-minded Latina, bilingual, mujerpreneurs who get it. Learning from those who have come before you is key. Let's take a look at some key questions that are asked all the time for Latina coaches. Number one, how to connect with other Latinas in business? Number two, where can you find other Latina entrepreneurs? Number three, what are ways you can invite Latinas into your business tribe? So let's get to it. How do we connect with other Latinas, mujerpreneurs in business? The top key is to find the right mentor. Coach up. As I would say, look for a Latina coach that's been where you are. Find Latina coaches that, like myself, want to leave a legacy of leaders behind them. You can also attend networking events. You can build your personal brand. You can reach out to other Latinas on social media. Don't be afraid to share your stories and struggles with other Latinas who relate. That was the premise of my podcast that's doing so well. Find topics that other Latinas can relate to and blog or post about them. Example, the key to overcoming cultural and language barriers is connection. Takeaway, mentors help you avoid your mistakes. They help you grow and keep your business moving forward in the right direction. But communication with your mentor is key. Where can you find other Latina entrepreneurs? Reach out to other Latinas on social media. Amplify your message on social media. Making the most of social media for finding your tribe will be the key to continue growing your mujerpreneur success. So what other ways can you invite others into your business tribe? Well, think about it. How do you invite people to a fiesta, right? In the same way that you invite people to a fiesta, then think about it. There's a Zoom party invitation. There's the coaching call invitation. There's the team meeting for teams invitation. There's the course membership invitation. There's a networking event invitation. Everyone loves a good celebration. Everyone loves una fiesta, and an invitation has a person's name on it. So start celebrating everyone who joins your tribe, and then they'll join more. People want to feel included. This blog that you're going to see here, it actually enhances your ability to inspire young Latinas to continue pushing forward and reaching for their goals. Latinas, as well as other women, need somebody to connect to. We are all looking to share our unique struggles as a collective so that together we can bring success to the marketplace. What's going to be really critically important for you is to understand that being a mujerpreneur means that you are a bilingual Latina entrepreneur who is ready to gain clarity and focus on who they serve I teach you how to actually get clarity and focus so that you can up level from brick and mortar to click and order so that you can rock your six-figure biz. It's important to know, to feel, to be in that six-figure feeling. You deserve it. Latinas, mujerespreneurs, bilingual, brown ladies just like me, you deserve, and you got to own that. It's okay to say, you know what? I'm a Latina. You know what? I'm a mujerpreneur. You are kicking butt. Maybe other people don't see it, but I know in my heart of hearts that you are. So if you're interested in finding a little bit more about my coaching, maybe just finding out about what kind of entrepreneur you are, so you would take the entrepreneurial archetype quiz. Maybe you don't have time to do coaching, but maybe you want to belong to a group and be able to share some. Maybe you're just the kind of introvert that says, just give me a course and I'll follow it step by step and then I'll perform. Whichever one of those resonated with you, I invite you to send me a DM, to connect with me, to go to www.martyangel.com, where you're going to see all of that. Why? Because it is my passion to help the bilingual Latina mujerpreneur gain clarity, get focused so that they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock your six figures. I'm here for you. Aquí estoy. I would love to be your coach. If that sounds great to you, then connect with me. Once again, guys, this is Mondays with Marty, and I am so incredibly grateful that you are here. Leave me a comment, send me some love, find me. I'm everywhere at MartyAngel_ELC. Empowering Latina Coach. As always, have a beautiful Monday. I wish you the best. Namaste. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The CeraVive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. CeraVive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.